conservatively, I counted them up, there will be 10 or 11 quarterback
changes. Let's count them.
Starters.
Start.
Starting
the guys who started. The guys who started. And even with, let's do count
let's
them out.
Let's count them.
A digit from one of your hands, not feet. A digit from one of your hands.
Or each of
your
hands.
You're choosing. You get to choose which one you lose.
Okay.
It's the footballiest time of the year. With quarterbacks throwing and tailgaters ready for some brats and beer. It's the footballiest time of the year.
Oh, yes, it is. Hi and hello and welcome to the Dave Dameshek football program. I hope all's well wherever you are. Of course it is. It's football season, everybody. Here in Studio 66, we are prepared to begin the celebration that will not conclude until the first Sunday in February. What, four something months away from now? In the meantime, there's Le'Veon Bell to worry about if you're a Steelers fan. The Cleveland Browns are riding high after a successful Hard Knocks, more or less. The defending champs are ready to roll on Thursday against the Atlanta Falcons rolling in there. It's Nick Foles, the reigning Super Bowl MVP. How much things change year to year. Nick Foles, who would have thought? My brain hasn't fully accepted that sentence yet. Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles, who vanquished the New England Patriots, including a touchdown pass that he caught. Weird to think about. That's all in the rearview mirror. Let's look ahead now as we get ready for 2018. This is it. This is the show. It's time to unveil our AFC picks for you. We already did the NFC. And by the way, a quick note, our video show streaming this Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern and every Thursday. So make sure you tune in for that. NFL.com, right, MVP?
NFL.com.
How's your offseason been?
Oh, it's been grand.
Do you want to catch everybody up, like what you did this summer kind of stuff?
I've been working on a show called The Broadcast
Podcast. Heck yeah, you have.
All right.
It's so good.
Freaking fantastic.
Thanks,
so
guys.
Good.
This is great. Appreciate it.
It's my favorite podcast, apart from the Cynthia, what's it called? The Money and...
Free Money.
That's
free.
Exactly right.
That one.
That's right. Made its debut today, as a matter of fact. It's 2018
show.
Season
so
debut today.
Yes. It's 28th season. You've been going that long.
No, 2018
I didn't
season. Yes, it's our second season. Yeah. Doing the Game Theory and Money.
Okay. Game Theory and Money. That's it. I love
everybody's
it.
Doing a podcast. Sometime soon, Handsome Hank and Eddie Spaghetti are going to team up for the Thick Cast.
We've rebranded. After zero shows, we rebranded the Swole Cast.
Swole. I like
Swole.
That.
Swole.
Yeah.
If you're going to be part of the Swole Cast, you need to pronounce it like we
say
do
again?
Here. Like, hey, Swole Patrol, man.
Swole Cast. You know?
Oh, you're talking Hammer Strength. You're talking supersets.
Exactly. Swole Patrol.
Right.
That's
Swole
the name
Patrol.
Of the cast.
There
I like
you
that.
Go. It's first the Swole Patrol.
First episode we're going to record in Muscle Beach in Venice.
Yeah. Guys, we have plenty of time.
Money is a special
the game of life. The game of life. I like. No one loves mixing it up, competing in the game of life more than Dave Dameshek.
Right.
But it's time for pro football,
okay.
And we'll talk about it.
Sorry, Dave.
Here and now, maybe. I mean, we can mix in some other stuff,
okay.
Too. I heard a good R.E.M. song. No, I don't want to get into that. I was going to say I heard a surprising song played by an R.E.M., a deep cut.
Deep cut.
I don't have time to
let's
get into all
that
right
now.
Too much football.
Let's do that next February.
Too much football.
I want to tell you, though, we're very excited that we're presented by Old Navy, and the video show is as well. Two audio casts for you. Go back and listen to earlier this week, a grand affair with Maurice Jones-Drew. He made some bold predictions. He came out of the gate red hot. He says the Cleveland Browns are destined for the playoffs. We have to decide
that's
who's
ridiculous.
Going to the playoffs. And let's say hello to everybody. And by the way, Old Navy, I like them. I have worn them a few times already. Not because I'm required to. No, because I made the choice to do so.
You like comfort.
Built-in flex. They have all styles at Old Navy for you. Maurice Jones-Drew, as a matter of fact, asked for and has already received from our pals over at Old Navy. I can probably hook
you
up too, Handsome Hank. Do you want some?
Do you want my measurements?
I don't want them.
I've seen you taking my
Eddie
measurements with your eyes.
Eddie before. Spaghetti will get those from you.
Swole Patrol.
I'll get out the tape measure.
I'm going to guess Hank is a 30. I'm going to go 36, 34.
You are spot on, Money.
Wow.
You're one of those guys who can
Victory.
Just who can just do that.
Money is
Money is a
28, 34.
No, not that tall. I'm a 28, 26.
Okay.
No, I'm not a 28, 26.
You're a 30, 32.
I'm exactly a 30-32.
Well, 30, 30's the lowest it goes, right?
No.
No.
What are we talking about? We have football to get
okay,
to.
Let's okay, carry on.
All right. Now, you heard at the very top of the show there a little recording. How long ago was that, Eddie Spaghetti?
It was exactly 80 episodes ago because okay. today is episode 700.
Great.
So it was episode 620. I believe it was in November 20th.
And to bring
what an
everybody.
Incredible memory he has.
Yes, we have to do. By the way, coming up, the at least in my own mind, the iconic Red Challenge flag picks. We have the fellas here to help us pick the biggest games of week one for you. And we'll hear from Matt Money Smith. He is the voice of the San Diego Chargers. My goodness, the Los Angeles Chargers, along with our pal Daniel Jeremiah. But he fancies college football as well. So we'll get some insight from him on what's coming up this weekend in college football. But first, let's deal with the matter at hand. Because it's
see what you did
bad.
There. That's punny. That is punny.
Last November, I recognized that as much as things evolve in the NFL, and especially at the most important position, quarterback, that it seemed to me that there was a gathering storm, and instead of raindrops falling from the sky, it would be young quarterbacks ready to replace.
I thought you were going to say fingers.
Well, that was so it. I get what you're saying there. And right. So the number of quarterbacks that would change from the start of 2017 to the start of 2018 was the bet that we made, of course.
That was not
the bet.
That absolutely was
not the bet
we made.
That's not the bet we made.
Please, gentlemen, please.
It's not the bet we made.
Please comport yourself like
fake news.
Like U.S.
fake
senators.
That's
do.
What it is. It's fake
please
news.
Please comport yourself like this is a Senate conference.
Really, if that's the case, then I'm going to start screaming like a banshee. That's how you want me to comport myself.
Who's going to be judge? Or do we have twin judges behind the glass?
I did listen to pretty much the entire segment again.
So. All right,
very much, Eddie.
I'll defer to you. No jive.
What week was this, Eddie?
Whatever. What's around the end of November? Week 10, 12-ish?
Okay. Somewhere from that 11, point yes. to now. Okay.
Yeah, and you said was it's the start. You preface it by saying this season we're going into right now will be the craziest season for quarterbacks because of the amount of changes. And then you went on to say there will be at least 10 or 11 different starting quarterbacks for those teams entering into. Then you named it was quite a ridiculous list of people you named.
By some measure, I don't care, but by some measure, I've already seen other people tweeting out and mentioning that there are 15 teams with a new quarterback.
But that's from...
I know that's not
that's
the measure.
Not, but that's not the measure.
That so wasn't
the,
our discussion.
I get it. And we're going to talk about it now. And we said...
Do we have the
it's
audio?
A finger bet. Look at this. What we have, everybody. Can you hear those in the microphone?
They're the biggest scissors I've ever seen.
They're gigantic scissors, but they're actually functional scissors as well.
I can see there's a sharp edge.
Someone or some ones are about to lose some digits here. I said 10 or more. And if we can't count up 10, then I'll lose a digit by however many I'm off.
Yes.
Or Handsome Hank and Matt Money Smith will lose some
injuries.
Digits.
Injuries do not count.
Do not count.
Why not?
Because that was
because it wasn't part.
I want to make sure we're very clear that Eddie listened to this.
Okay, injuries
Eddie
don't count.
Well, because it's
Eddie,
not.
What can you be more specific about exactly what the parameters were of this agreement?
It was because of teams needing to draft a quarterback and then free agency and teams just being unhappy with the starting quarterback. It was not like, this guy might get hurt, so we have to swap. That doesn't count.
But it was also, I believe the way we laid it out was it was the quarterback that they would have wanted to have been playing throughout most of last season. It wasn't necessarily the guy who was the starter.
Right. Boy, we're getting awfully fast and loose
no,
here
we're
now.
Not, Dave, because this was
no, what we're talking about. What once?
And what sparked
the genesis of the conversation was the excitement surrounding the college, the incoming college quarterback class. That was kind of where
Jimmy
it started.
It
right. The Garoppolo trade.
Garoppolo got traded.
And then there was because Cynthia was in there, and
Cynthia
then
was,
she
yes.
brought up, well, I don't even think that's going to be their Eli, quarterback. I think they could end up going out and getting Kirk Cousins, actually. So
Eli
don't count
benched.
On that.
Eli getting benched, too.
Eli getting benched.
Was a big part of it because you were like set that the Giants will not be starting Eli Manning this year.
I think just for the completionists out there, to be as comprehensive as we can, Eddie Spaghetti, just quickly pull up all the NFL teams, or Hanson, why don't you do it? And we'll just go one by one and we'll count them. And
well, you just want me to pull up all the NFL teams. Okay. So
let's start. Here we go. We'll count them up. Here we go. The grand counting.
Let's start in the AFC.
And then we'll count up how many fingers everybody has when we're done.
New England Patriots.
No.
No. Kay. Tom Brady is still their starting
quarterback. Yeah, we know. The
Buffalo Bills have a new starting quarterback.
One. Ding. Can I get a ding? So the show bears my name. I get the ding, and when they're wrong, they get a buzzer. And then they get the scissors.
All right, that sounds good. The Miami Dolphins. Now, here's a controversial one straight away, because this is one where we said we would not include the Dolphins because the Dolphins intended to go into the season with Ryan Tannehill.
Dave pushed back. Dave said, you really think the Dolphins are going to bring back Ryan Tannehill?
I don't think I said that. You absolutely did.
Ryan Tannehill was on your list. You said the Dolphins, if the Dolphins select and there is a quarterback there, you mean to tell me they're not going to take Josh Rosen if he's available?
So you have one. The New York Jets also have a new quarterback. At the time, even going into August, I thought maybe Josh McCown would start in week one.
Now you were wrong.
I was wrong, but it's fine.
No, he was wrong. So there's two. He was wrong, MVP.
There's two.
Two.
Give him the buzzer. Yeah!
The Baltimore Ravens. You were very confident that Joe Flacco would not be.
I remember Money screamed at you for that because it was contract. That was a big part of the conversation.
I thought they might try to purge the final year of the deal.
Can we get a wrong buzzer?
No, I don't get the wrong buzzer.
Oh, you're never wrong, Dave.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Dave won't be able to press the button for the buzzer in a few minutes' time. The Bengals.
Oh, you definitely thought Andy Dalton wasn't going to work out.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be.
I think that's worth a buzzer.
I thought Lamar Jackson might be there by now.
Okay, Cleveland have a new quarterback.
Three.
I don't know what the buzzer means.
That's all right.
Yeah, there we go. Three. All right.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Your Pittsburgh Steelers do not have a
as much as you tried to get rid of Big Ben. Sorry, I know. Dave, he's back.
I know. I pushed the Mason Rudolph angle, and he didn't like where my head was on that.
Hence, you're going to lose a couple fingers here.
The Houston Texans.
Let's see. Right?
Wrong.
I mean, I am wrong, but I think it is
worth
repeating. What a class act I am. I took Deshaun Watson off the table. That was classy on my part.
We would have both agreed in the debate that Deshaun would be the starter in his second season with the Texans. We would have never pushed back.
Exactly, because by then he already had like his MVP stretch before he got hurt.
Yeah. All right, so we'll count him.
No.
What we're saying is like we knew he'd be the
starter.
We knew he would be the starting
quarterback. We wouldn't have included him. Let's move on. Andy Luck. Andy Luck was a tough one. That one surprises me.
Are we still sure that it might not be Jacoby Brissett?
I think we're 100% sure.
All right. Yep. All right. Move on.
Blake Bortles.
That was another big one.
He said Eli Manning is going to be the starter.
That's exactly what it was.
When you were weeping, sobbing, how could they do my hero Eli like that?
And the best part of week one is Bortles still in the Jacksonville Jaguars with Eli Manning still on the New York Giants.
Against each other. All right, let's move on, Dave.
Eli's my hero, but you know what? That's done with. Give me Sammy Darnold. Right? That was you.
I wasn't a Darnold fan, but I look stupid now because he looks pretty good. But
the Tennessee Titans, do they have a new quarterback,
they
Dave?
They don't.
The Kansas City Chiefs,
they do.
You were very reliant on them. They do. They did you a favor.
We gave you that one too, by the way. I don't even think that deserves a ding because we were like, well, of course it'll be Pat Mahomes. Good luck with that.
That doesn't provide give you any insight on anything.
That makes us look better.
The LA Chargers have a new quarterback. You're pretty plugged in there, right?
I do remember Dave suggesting that maybe Philip Rivers. I mean, look, the guy's 36. I mean,
made some sense.
If they, trade him to the Browns. I mean, why not?
I didn't say Browns. I did say I do remember thinking maybe Miami.
Maybe Miami. Why not?
Somewhere in that region. Well, when you get to a certain place in the NFL, you can kind of
call it. You go to Miami. Yeah, Jimmy Johnson can tell you about that.
All right.
The Oakland Raiders.
We're not doing it. By the way.
What?
We're not even through the AFC yet, and we're up to four.
Well,
so
the Oakland Raiders.
Okay. No?
No.
And finally.
And the Denver Broncos.
Big win there.
Big win.
Well, now at five.
So now you're halfway through the NFL, because I don't know if you know they're equally divided between the AFC
and
the NFC.
I'm aware of that part.
And you're halfway to your goal.
So you get the same out of the NFC you got out of the AFC.
You're going to be flying, and we're going to be losing fans.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. If it is exactly 10.
Yeah. Then I win.
But I'm saying, do we lose a finger, and then after every one above 10, we lose one additional
finger. No. Then MVP and Spaghetti each lose five toes.
Okay, perfect. I didn't know if there was a push involved. That's what I was getting at. If it's exactly 10, is it a push?
No, I win.
Okay, so then it's
and
one
then
finger.
I take a finger.
One off each.
Right, and then you lose a finger. for anything. Basically, 9, you lose a finger. 8, you lose 2. 7, that's, you lose 3. Yeah.
That's pretty clean.
That's pretty clean.
Okay,
and it could be, if you want to lose a thumb instead of a finger, we're willing to work.
Just before we get too close
it'll
to the finish line, I want
to
make sure.
It'll be harder to get through it, even with these scissors. But
I'm
we'll
looking good.
Go.
I'm halfway what, home.
What's funny with the numbers, too, is that you originally said, like, 15 or 16. They fell out of their chairs, and he goes, all right, I'm going to conservatively recount. I'll say
okay,
10 or 11.
Okay, but again, it was a little murky. There are 15 new starters
in the NFL from week one to week one. Don't you agree with him, Eddie?
I understand what you're saying, but I'm telling
Continue.
You what was said.
Let's
Continue.
Go.
Okay, go to the next
team. The next team, the Dallas Cowboys.
They
no new quarterback.
It. No, they don't.
The New York Giants.
That was a big one.
That was a big one. You were relying on that one.
For Damashek. Nope. No.
The Philadelphia
All is right in the football world. Now. Eli is back, and he's got a good quarterback guru coach. You watch. You okay. watch what Eli can do with good surrounding talent and a coach that knows what he possesses.
Next stop, Canton.
But on the way, Atlanta. Here we come. Super Bowl 53. Let's go, G-Men.
Before we take a trip to the city of brotherly love, let's go to our nation's capital.
That's all right. You get it.
Okay.
You got it. Well done. Congratulations.
That's 6. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What do you
it's
mean,
It's the
no?
same deal as Ryan Tannehill. It's the same deal as Andrew Luck. This
if
is guy
Carson
who,
Wentz were healthy,
if Carson
he'd,
Wentz
be the starter,
healthy
right?
he'd be the starter.
He would be the starter. There isn't a new starter.
Carson
because
Wentz is activated.
Yes, but he's not healthy.
Carson Wentz is activated and is not starting.
His knee was shredded in week 15.
Is he going to be in street clothes on Sunday? Or, at the time of this recording, tonight's game, if you're listening in hindsight.
Listen.
Is he in clothes or not? Or is he in a uniform?
You hold on a second, Deputy Dignity. You answer this question.
I mean, I don't know how
you answer this question here.
Why wouldn't this count?
If
you were to put the screws to Doug Peterson and said, who would you rather have starting this game? Both quarterbacks are 100% healthy, Doug Peterson, who would that quarterback be? He says what?
I think a case could be made that he does not mind Nick Foles losing at home to vanquish any thought.
NFL head coaches sitting there saying, I don't really mind if we
if
lose
Carson Wentz,
in an opening
if
game.
If Carson Wentz was rusty and was a little flat and the first 2 weeks and suddenly the Eagles are 0-2 and their franchise QB isn't looking so hot, do you think the fans in Philadelphia would just hang their hats on, yeah, we still love Wentz? They will, like most fan bases, would turn. If the Eagles come out of the gate 0-2 with Carson Wentz,
they would not.
If they did,
he would have been the
fans
MVP.
Would start saying,
he would have been the MVP of the league last year had he not
just
hurt
you
his
what
leg.
I mean, I don't understand. You know what? MVP, you're a sensible human being.
Yes,
if a man is standing there, active and in uniform, that indicates that he's available to play.
I actually agree with you. I think he should get
Wentz.
But Eddie disagrees.
I don't
Eddie and I are split, though.
Here's what we'll do, Dave. For now, we'll give it to you.
That's
I think all it's going to do is mean
really
you're
really
only going to lose two fingers instead of 3.
We also have a fan who did this for us right after the draft, and they have the Eagles under likely non-change Super Bowl champion Eagles under likely non-changes. I don't.
But there was a change.
The injury was not. No. But this injury happened before the. I mean, after.
I guess I would put it this way. Let's say that during warmups. I don't know. Pick your team. Phillip Rivers throws out his arm, and Geno Smith becomes
not
the starter.
Equivalent.
He is technically in uniform,
and he is
not making the start.
Now I know I'm right because I can see the games we're playing here.
Because I'm using your logic. He is active. He is in uniform, but he is not the starter because he is injured. Carson Wentz is not the starter by choice. He's not the starter because his knee got wrecked.
You know that's not at all the same situation here. And I think you also know that in this case, I'm right. By the measure, who was the starting quarterback in week 10?
The conversation last year was not injury-based.
All right,
you're not right, but I'm willing to give it
let's
to you
put a
just
pin
so
it.
That we don't have to cut off too many fingers. Right, we just don't have time for that.
Boy.
Okay, the Chicago Bears.
I mean, I just don't understand how I wouldn't get credit for that, but all right.
The Chicago Bears. No. The Detroit Lions.
Wait a second.
No.
No, Dave.
Breeze past that.
Yeah. Mitch Trubisky was the starter, week 3?
He was, again, by definition, okay. the guy that started, that they wanted to start last season and want to start this season, in the same way that Carson Wentz was. If you just want to go changing the rules completely, you can do.
This is
but
a big,
Mitchell Trubisky
this has turned into a big witch hunt.
That.
Sad.
Okay. Detroit Lions, no.
No.
Green Bay Packers?
No.
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 No, and don't even. Minnesota Vikings.
To show you, that I do see the difference, just because they wear the same color green on their jersey, I'm not attempting to count Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
The Eagles one should count, but all right, go ahead.
Vikings.
Yes.
Yes. There you go.
You're at seven.
Woo-hoo!
You're at seven.
I should be at eight, but okay.
Okay. Now, the NFC South has had no changes. I know you want to go with Tampa Bay, but the Falcons are still starting Matt Ryan.
What? Of course I get Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Why?
Why?
Share why.
Because life happens, and this goes into the calculation that things are unsettled.
When we had this debate in Week 10, the premise of your contention of 15 new starting quarterbacks was
so much turmoil.
Life happens, guys.
Right.
Somebody's going to get suspended, and there's going to be a temporary
starter. Part of my calculation.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Dave. I will let you have one of Ryan Fitzpatrick or Carson Wentz, but not both.
You got to be kidding me, hey?
No, I'll let him have one.
It's just not the way the legal system works.
All right, well, go ahead.
Let's
by the way, I'm going to just reserve these two. Okay, now I've got two
fingers on the side.
So, I think it's a disgrace. Many people are saying this is a disgrace. What's happening here?
Okay. It's fake news.
The Atlanta Falcons don't have a new starting quarterback.
No.
The
Carolina Panthers don't have a starting quarterback. The New Orleans Saints don't have a new starting quarterback. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do not have a new starting quarterback.
That's awfully weird because Ryan Fitzpatrick and Jameis Winston aren't exactly doppelgangers.
The LA Rams.
All right.
How about this, Dave? I'll give you this. I'm willing to move a little bit here. If Ryan Fitzpatrick gets off to a hot start and stays the starting quarterback come week four.
That's a great point. We'll
I will glue your finger back on.
We will stitch that finger back
on. You were going to pay
finger
for
on
the
ice.
We'll put it on ice.
I will glue it back on.
We'll ask them in the huddle over the road if they'll just keep
that's
it
right.
in their freezer.
I will give you that. Yep. Okay?
Okay?
Can we agree on that?
So do the LA Rams have a new starting quarterback?
They don't.
Will Russell Wilson continue starting for the Seahawks?
He will, and he'll continue to start for – he is the new starter of the Cool Cats as we move into our fantasy season.
Congratulations. I want to hear more about that. The 49ers.
Yes.
No.
No.
What do you mean?
And again, this was the centerpiece of this whole thing was Jimmy Garoppolo. He was the guy that they had chosen for the future.
It was Team Jack and Cindy versus Team Hank and Matt. That's what this was. This debate was the two of you versus the two of us.
What you said was, I have a source that is saying Kirk Cousins is going to the Bay Area, so you're not sold that Jimmy G will be the starter. So there's actually audio evidence of you.
Not just of you actually saying this would count.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so Jimmy G will continue.
Okay,
and then the Arizona Cardinals, and this is great for you because this means at least one of your hands is going to be mostly in working shape, do have a new starting quarterback. So
railroaded here.
Tell us what number you've got.
I'm getting railroaded.
How many have you got?
What do I count? I count 10.
No, we count it.
And I didn't even count Jimmy Garoppolo.
How
many do you count that are not controversial in any way?
Why do you get every controversial decision?
We don't.
We've got audio backup. We've got the facts on our side.
Unfortunately,
MVP is a smart human being, smarter than any of us.
That is correct.
I think you get Wentz, but you don't get Fitzpatrick.
There you go.
Foles.
So how many does that get?
The Wentz makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
Jameis almost
Wentz.
Makes more sense because he has a lot of issues, and the Bucks might just be over him.
I would give you
Wentz
Fitzpatrick before I gave you Wentz.
Yeah, Wentz makes zero sense.
Wentz is fine. They're just not. They're just being conservative. I think that. Right. I think that
it's protecting
Foles.
His health.
But Foles is a new quarterback.
And the fact of the matter is too, Jimmy G is not even. He's playing. Yeah, about as far away from San Francisco as he possibly can be in October. But you frauds want to count him on your side of the ledger.
You argue with
Cynthia.
You argue with Cynthia saying that he won't be the star because you have.
That's a sidebar. So what? That's a sidebar conversation.
That's not a sidebar because you counted San Francisco and we said that's ridiculous. They just traded a second round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. He will be their starter, and you said,
"Oh no, I've got a source. I can get to 16 or 17.
I've got a source that's got Kirk Cousins going. Now Jimmy's not the starter there, which means he'll be the starter somewhere else.
Oh,
and that was basically." A
Blame your made-up source.
Can you believe
that was a three-team swing? It was no Cousins, so now Washington's got a new starter. No Garoppolo, so now San Francisco's got a new starter. And Garoppolo is going to be a starter somewhere else, so that's three starters in the Sheck camp in your quest for 10. Instead, zero.
This is gutless.
Hot takes
not gutless,
have
not
physical
gutless.
Ramifications.
Now, Dave, come on. How many have
I
you
mean,
got? How many have you got?
I literally have 11.
No, you don't.
You do
not
have
11.
Even
you've got eight.
You're just adding another stripe on your list does not
count.
You've got eight.
Look, it's I mean, visual evidence right there.
Like, yeah. See those five.
There's the three
then
the bottom
three,
there are made up ones.
And then there are three.
Oh, I got it. I know why he's got three and two, because the three are the three fingers he'll have left, and the two will be the two we cut off on one hand.
I'm a man of honor, and apparently I'm alone in being honorable. Fine. You want to do it?
Should we only cut one off?
No.
No. Okay. I want to.
Which, do you want just one from each hand, or do you want to disable one of your hands permanently?
It's an interesting question. I am a lefty, and, you know, I have not fully closed the book, even though I did announce a couple of years ago that I am removing myself from draft eligibility, and I am closing the book on my dreams. I lied about that.
Right.
That was before the no jive policy. No jive. I don't want to fully close that book yet, so I'm better keep my left hand intact.
So we're going right hand.
Right hand.
Two
now,
digits.
Dave, this is probably going to hurt a fair amount. These are big scissors. I'll get through it in probably three shots, but what I would like to offer you is I brought with me a meat tenderizer, like a hammer. So if you want me to smash the fingers.
That's a good
first,
idea. Break the bones.
Break the bone, then cut through after that. So
can
it's
I see
not
the scissors
so
real quick? I
yeah, just yeah.
Ooh,
those are
some
those are working scissors.
Here, look, see if you can cut.
Obviously.
Cut that off.
I made sure if you creepos, I had a bad feeling might do this, so I made sure that those were nice and sharp so that they make a good clean cut.
Yep.
All right, go ahead. Do what you have to do.
Henry, I'll give you the honors.
Thank you. I'll do one, you do one.
Yeah. Well, I figure you're less likely
to
face extradition if you leave.
Which one do you want to go first? That one.
You want the
that's
index.
That's a really important finger.
You really want the index?
That's your let it
I'm
begin.
I'm willing to take the pinky.
That's your let it begin
I'm willing to take the pinky. Like, if I were you, honestly, I would do middle and I would do pinky. That way you kind of still have an opportunity.
I got a finger for you. I got a finger for you.
You won't have that finger for it anymore. You better use that once for the last time.
Let's go.
Ready? Steady, you got to cut away, Emma, because this is probably...
Ready, steady, go. Here we go. Oh! I can't do it, Henry. The sight of the blood disgusts me. Please, you take the second one as well.
I have something called bloodlust.
There it is.
That's disgusting.
Oh, good God. You didn't get a clean cut on it.
I know. I'm sorry about
tendons and bone hanging out there.
I'll miss you.
Another one?
Go ahead. Take the middle one.
This feels so good. I love this sight.
Look at that. I'm going to miss you, fingers.
Well, that was fun.
That was.
What kind of lives are we leading? This is what we do with ourselves. Grown-ups.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to leave
it's football.
Right. I'm going to leave these right here.
Yep.
There we go. I'll miss you.
Yeah, well.
All
right. It's going to be tough to navigate that right hand now with just a pinky and a ring finger. Really interesting choice.
I don't know why you chose those.
I would not have
chosen those fingers.
Great news, America. Dave's writing career has been slowed considerably. Okay. That is shameful. That was a sham. That was a sham. But what a pro I am that I press forward. Fingerless now, or at least minus two digits, and I'm going to press on with some pro football talk here with the two of you. But you know what? Actually, before we jump in on that, let's visit some college football action, shall we? Matt Money Smith, before
sure.
you do your Chargers game, that will be... Is that one of the... Yeah, we are picking that game in just a little while, but Patrick Mahomes coming to town, a fascinating matchup there. The youngster, the sophomore against Old Man Rivers, just one of the games we'll be picking in a few. But like I say, before that, there's college football to take a look at. Let's start in the Pac-12, shall we? What do you think about USC with a kid of their own at QB against mighty Stanford?
I fortunate to have seen both JT Daniels and Amon-Ra St. Brown play a lot of high school football. They went to high school where my daughter goes. So I saw arguably there's a running back who plays for Washington who just can't quite climb the depth chart named Steve McGrew, who's was up to that point the best high school football player I'd ever watched. He played at Bosco, which is another powerhouse here in Southern California. But Daniels and St. Brown were the two greatest high school football players I have ever seen. It was like watching professional football, back shoulder throws, just deep outs
it
on the money.
Crazy, it is, isn't it?
And now they are the connection at USC. JT Daniels will not be 19 until December. He is an 18-year-old true freshman starting.
Look up his highlights, by the way, on YouTube.
Stupid.
It's just like about a 4-hour string out of him throwing touchdown passes.
Yeah, it is. So it's going to be great for the future. But right now, against a Stanford team that's still the class, I think, along with Washington of the Pac-12, that's a tall order. I mean, the one good thing for those two is that Stanford is not only not the most intimidating, but probably the least intimidating road environment of a very good football team that you could face. So a nice
lovely,
way,
as you yes. always say, but not daunting to go into.
Cheese and wine crowd.
What's the worst, Oregon?
That is
the Pac-12.
Autzen Stadium is so freaking loud that it will make your ears ring. Yeah, I would say Autzen when it's going is that or New Husky Stadium. Now that they have kind of put you on top of the field, whereas before you were separated by the track there, also intimidating. But Stanford, they got some really Arcega Whiteside is a really good looking receiver. Bryce Love, obviously, even though the approach from San Diego State was to load the box and prevent him from getting those yards. He was able to pass block really well, and their passing game got off. So I would lean Stanford there. Clemson. You want to move to the?
Oh yeah, Clemson.
I was just looking at the rundown here.
Texas A&M. Let's tackle that one, Jimbo.
I'm glad you said tackle because if you want to watch defensive football, and I know you'll hear Bucky and DJ get through this on Move the Sticks.
I don't know
I'm sure
who
a lot.
They are. I'm familiar with those names.
This might be the best defense. I mean, think about NC State last year and how many of those guys got drafted. Their entire defensive line got drafted. The Chargers have one of their guys, Justin Jones, and he was probably the least heralded. And my God, watching him in practice was like, this was the fourth best guy on that NC State line with Bradley Chubb and BJ Hill. So that's the kind of D-line that Clemson has. And A&M's good up front. Jimbo Fisher's going to do great things there. It's ridiculous, the resources that
I know, but they never
crazy.
But given that that's the fact, and college football fans, casual ones, may not realize that. You might think it's USC or Bama or Texas, but it's A&M, in fact, that's the most well-funded of any program yes. in the country, which then should make you, if you're an Aggies fan, say, how come we never really get fully over the hump, given that that's the fact?
And that is, and that's why Jimbo Fisher got the deal that he got, is, okay, so Kevin Sumlin could recruit, but the coaching kind of left something to be desired. Well, now you get someone who can recruit and can coach, and I think they're hopeful that they'll put it together. Just won't happen this year. I'd lean Clemson. They're pretty handily. I'd say
is that one in A&M?
That one is – oh, boy, that's a good question. I don't know where that game is. I should know, but I don't. I'm leaning toward yes, it is in College
that's
Station.
That's an interesting – I appreciate – yeah, that is right. I appreciate Dabo and company signing on for a nice game like this early on and going on the road.
I think all you need to know about how much money the Texas A&M football program has, they built a hotel. This is College Station, Texas. They built a hotel, and in that hotel, I believe it's either the top floor or the top two floors – have these massive, 2,500 square foot suites that people fight over. I mean, they fight over. You have to get them for 6 days or something like that, just during the college football season. They're ungodly expensive and they're sold out years in advance. That's how much money is down there.
I can sleep in one room. My fingers can sleep in the other rooms. Georgia,
they'll rot pretty soon, David.
Georgia,
smell them.
What's that?
Your fingers are smelling.
We got to get them in ice, right?
Yeah,
I'm dedicated to completing the show. Then I'll take care of business.
Good for you.
Georgia, South Carolina. By the way, I of all the fan bases in North America of the six major sports, obviously, I'm counting NBA, MLB, NHL, and NFL, and then college football and basketball. I can't imagine being I think the fan base that is the worst one right now is to be a Georgia fan. Can you imagine that the team that you wish that you were on par with, Alabama, you finally got them. You had them in the night. You were whipping them, and then you still lost in overtime. It seems like this is too soon.
To a freshman quarterback that got sacked and then threw a freaking sideline touchdown pass on second and 30.
I just rewatched it. It's crazy.
It is.
I feel bad. I legitimately feel bad for Georgia fans.
You talk to, you know, people around college football, and they'll tell you year in and year out, although Clemson's closing this gap now, Georgia has the most talent on the football field. So, you know, I mean, they're certainly more talented than South Carolina. I mean, Jake Fromm's a great quarterback, and I'm just playing name, you know, word soup now with names. But if I remember right, I think that they struggle on the road for whatever reason against South Carolina. It's just one of the, again, it's SEC. It's tough to play road games against really good teams in conference. And South Carolina always has really good players. They have a little bit more offense now than you're used to seeing. It's typically a team that's built around defense. But look, Will Muschamp can recruit, and this is probably that year where it's supposed to come together for someone, for a coach of his caliber that they're paying a lot of money to. So this would be the year for South Carolina to maybe kind of get over that hump, upset Georgia, and that wouldn't surprise us at all, right? Because that's what Georgia does. They lose early, they upset everybody, and then they make a run, and they close the gap, and they maybe get into the SEC championship game, and things go horribly awry in the final 5 minutes.
All right, great stuff there, Money, and we're about to get to our Red Challenge flag picks, plus my AFC seedings. I'm interested, obviously, in what you, Handsome, and Money have to say about that as well. Quickly, though, let me remind you, as if I need to, tonight, football makes its long-anticipated return. That means bragging rights and huge cash prizes are up for grabs at DraftKings.com, the leader in one-week fantasy sports. For the season opener, DraftKings is hosting a fantasy football contest that is $10 to enter and has a $1 million top prize. That's like £1.5 million, right, Handsome? Is that the exchange rate right now?
Roughly.
Is that about right?
Mike, if you want to
wait
it up,
right?
That's the other way.
Other way. So it's more
like $750,000. Yeah.
Pence.
But let me have a look and I'll let you know, Dave.
Okay.
You might be able to sew your fingers back on with that kind of cash.
For a limited time only, if you sign up with the code DAVE, that's spelled D-A-V-E for you nitwits, DraftKings will give you a free entry with your first deposit. A single game showdown is the newest way to play. Download the app or go to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code DAVE to sign up and make your first deposit. When you do, DraftKings will give you a free shot at the $1 million. That's code DAVE at DraftKings. Minimum is $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. No one reads as fast as Matt Money Smith, but I just tried to.
You did well.
It's darn good. And now I want to head over to DraftKings.
You'd get yourself £773,377.50.
By the way, for anybody who
it's a good number.
I get a lot of
fine with it.
I get hit up on social media a lot about my my big stakes fantasy football league that I won last year that afforded me the right to kick somebody out. This year we did it on Tuesday night. We gathered all the fellas around and I announced that we actually did it. It was fun. It was old school. We did it at in the fancy green room of Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Ooh.
Had
you and your fancy friends
had moved on. It was Swank Diggs for another bloodbath. No fingers were removed, but dignity was separated from one of the owners. I had a legal document drafted. Now, like I say, you get to kick somebody out is the rule as the champion, and you do it on the night of the draft, and then that person's out for 1 year, and then they get to return. I had a legal document drafted, and it stated that I won't kick you out this year. In exchange, you cannot kick me out for the next 5 years. This went over better than I expected. I thought some ne'er-do-wells would like the suspense of it, and they wanted to be bad boys. But no, Cousin Sal, he signed right on the dotted line as soon as I gave him the opportunity. The sports guy, Simmons, he did the same. Everybody jumped in on it. And so then I went kind of cheesy a little bit, and I decided I feel bad kicking anybody out. So the last person who shows up, since everybody was signing it,
wildly upset with you.
You can be upset all you want. Guess what? I'm clean for the next 5 years.
This is the best part. No, he's not. It's not a legally
binding
document.
How are you going to challenge me in the moment?
Let me tell you something.
Nope, you're still kicked out. No, then get Johnny Lund.
I would sign that document. I would make a photocopy of it. I would bring it back the next year.
I told Sal.
I would kick him out immediately.
I told Sal and Simmons as soon as they brought that up. I said, Matt Money Smith is already ahead of you and has suggested that. But the problem is, what are you going to do? How are you going to get? So what? Jack, you're out anyway.
Right.
What are you going to do? No, I'm not.
Yes,
you are. What are you going to do with it? Look, I have a legal paper.
What, are you going to physically remove me? That's the only recourse you would have. I'm not out. No.
Put your name in the draft when we set, you know, anytime you make a bid in our auction, it just isn't valid. Ignore that.
Does anybody? I hear noise with a Pittsburgh accent. Let's ignore it, fellas. What's that? What? That's what they're gonna do?
I would do it just to see what happens. Like, I kick you out, and now your high power Hollywood attorney shows up and does what to me?
I don't like that. And I'd like
you to have a fine. Do I get arrested?
Yeah, and they'll take one look at you with your three fingers on one hand and be like, "This guy's a joke already. What do we need to do?"
Let me tell you something. What I've learned today, this is a nice day for our country, for our society. Football's back, and it's been sullied by the lack of class by those who joined me in 66 today. No, I can't believe it.
We're holding you accountable, Dave. That's all we're doing. You have sycophants that surround you that
Witch
praise
hunt.
your every move.
Witch hunt! Mo Damashek can do whatever she wants.
We're just here to make sure you're grounded.
We'll do our AFC picks, but I want to make sure we take care of business here with the picks of the five biggest games of the week. That's right, everybody. After 7 long months away, it's time for the Red Challenge Flag Picks.
Woo! Red Challenge Flag Picks.
All right. Woo! It feels so good. Football season is now back. I don't pay attention to the preseason. You know, Roger may not like me saying that, but he'll forget about this in 11 months from now. It just lies to your eyes. Everybody's out there. Oh, did you see what's so? Did you see John Ross had that great? Fine. If you like him, you like him. Do not be influenced in either direction by what you saw in preseason. Now, I'll ignore it. Do whatever you two want. You can make your picks based on whatever.
Preseason. I put a ton of stock into it.
I do. Yeah, me too.
Perhaps you do.
Carryover, especially the fourth game.
Great predictor of success. If Josh Dobbs gets on the field for the Steelers, I really think the Browns fourth-string secondary is going to have a hard time.
In these hallways this week with pro football players who just retired in the last few years, and they
Maurice.
Not just Maurice, but Maurice was one of them. But several guys citing things that they saw in August.
You guys are from the NFL.
What?
If you want to cite practice, this guy has great chemistry with this quarterback in practice, and this runner's really sit. Okay, I'm fine with that.
No. But did you see that throw he made?
No, I don't.
Please don't tell me about what happened in the third quarter of a preseason game. All right, let's get to it then.
Let's.
Oh, you know what? It's force of habit had me turn into Emma VP to have her read her menu item.
Not this year.
I love the menu.
We're not doing it anymore.
Wait.
No, not this year.
What? Freaking broadcast.
I've got a podcast.
Get your Twitter followers up. You got a podcast.
We got a video show for you.
That was kind of your thing.
Cast, I mean,
that's what got you. That's what got you the fame that ultimately ended up.
I really did turn to her like, Emma, tell us. Yeah, we can't do that.
How about Eddie does it?
Can I maybe...
Eddie, can you do that?
Well, I'm busy watching Emma create the broadcast, so I don't have time either. Okay. So.
What's money want to do?
If I could lift our spirits, might I be able to read an Edward L. Murphy tweet real quick?
I haven't
heard one of these in
And this
months.
Is quick.
Maybe
this
as is, long as you commit quick. To tweeting at least nine... As long
Believe
as you
me.
Issue nine missives a week, we'll certainly be able to call four
as
or five
As soon as the
ones.
Giants take the field on Sunday, there'll be
Sunday,
plenty of material.
This will be a better. This will be. This will make me. Feel
I had to go back over a half week, but thankfully I had filed it away in my brain that this day was coming. I'm happy to be back on the Dave Damashek football program for no other reason than to read this one word. From this one tweet back on September 2nd.
I did see this.
Wow. I have no idea.
I did see this one. It was a good one.
At the happiest place on earth, with a photo of the Cinderella Castle as your guide, at Edward L. Murphy tweets, underwhelming.
I saw that.
It's a lame castle compared to the Florida one.
Underwhelming.
It's very lame.
Here I am at Disneyland.
Follow me, unimpressed.
Look at this. This is your castle.
Exactly.
This is why I'm here. Underwhelming. Get a better castle, would you?
I don't disagree with any of that.
If this place was in the Big Apple, they'd shutter it yesterday.
Underwhelming.
All right, let's do it. America's team, allegedly. I know, I'll remind you, I have the Philadelphia Eagles as America's team, but
that's
okay,
fair.
Nominally, the Cowboys are it. They're traveling to Charlotte, North Carolina to play Superman and company. Handsome, you get the honor. Start us off here. Cowboys, Panthers, choose.
Dave, I'm taking the Carolina Panthers to win at home in week one.
All right.
Yeah. I'm with them.
I have no pushback on that. I do think that I'm surprised by, many things I'm surprised by, obviously, as we go through our quarterback changes or lack thereof. I'm surprised that Earl Thomas hasn't been moved, because it seems like a weird spot for the Seahawks to dig their heels in. You know, they've decided to basically, it seems pretty evident that they're turning the page and going a new direction. So why not?
Out of spite to say, no, a third round pick's not going to do it. We need a second.
It seems based around the notion that Earl Thomas was glad handing with Jason Garrett on the sidelines, thereby giving up any leverage that he might have had.
What if I offer this as a counter argument? Would you say that Jerry Jones is a rational owner, or when it comes to wins and losses, an irrational owner? If they start with a loss to Carolina, let's say they start 1-2.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then they say, Schneider kind of looks Jerry's way and goes, hey, you know what? Just give me a ring. I'd be happy to hear what you got to say. I think that's what they're banking on. This team can get off to a slow start, and they upgrade that 3-2, and here you go.
I'm sure Lev Bell and his agent are waiting for the same thing, that the Steelers go into Cleveland and get dumped, and then the Steelers have a different level of urgency. I've heard lately some people trying to push the Seahawks, and that maybe Russell Wilson gives them a shot there, but Bobby Wagner's out already for week one. He's one of their holdover, you know, and underappreciated great defenders, but I just cannot cobble together any path for the Seahawks to be even halfway decent.
That O-line is, I mean, yeah, they got half of an O-line fixed, but man, the right side is bad.
I don't know. The receivers are underwhelming.
We went down the Seahawks rabbit hole. I was going to say, though, with Earl Thomas, that I think if you add him to that defense, that happens to be a good defense. Now, the concern with the Cowboys faithful is, can they stop the run? That's the question mark. But Rod Marinelli has done a lot with less than what he's got this season. I really like those linebackers. They're versatile as a group. Tank Lawrence, and what if Randy Gregory can give him something as well? They've revamped the back end. If Earl Thomas can be plugged in there, and I get it that one of the big talking points of the offseason is the pass catchers. I know that there's a distinction to be made between they don't have a clear number one and maybe just have a crummy collection of pass catchers, but we have seen you don't need to have that to make deep playoff runs. You don't have to have a superstar wide receiver to be relevant in the NFL in the 21st century.
But their offensive line as well has some question marks.
That's the bigger question.
As well.
Frederick, none of us has a medical degree or crystal ball, how does that
impact?
You're
a doctor, though, right?
Son of a doctor. I mean,
I inherited the old man's business.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. So, I mean, you're qualified.
Right.
That's right.
And I'm a surgeon. I just cut your fingers.
I'm going to stitch up my fingers.
We should.
Oh, I've made multiple belly buttons in my day with scissors just like this.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You're very good at that.
Good shape.
I'm really getting good at that.
You really are.
I'm so practiced.
They probably call you in.
You are the most experienced of this group.
Perfect. I am a 10.
You're a 10.
I'm with you. I think while I do think the Cowboys could be good, I really happen to like, generally speaking, the home team in week one. Unless you're a garbage team, I tend to side with you because I do think that there is something to be said for that feel good atmosphere as you come out to start the season. And I think Superman and company get it done. Next up, it's Money's second home in Carson, California. The Bolts, a lot of heat on them right now, in a good way, I should say. Old Man Rivers and company hosting Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Matt Money Smith.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know.
I mean, he is literally contractually obliged to make this pick. So
that's fine.
That would just be very uncomfortable if I picked against him.
Yes.
You know.
You know what? You could do it if you want.
I could, but I think this is the tone setter for the season. You know, you've lost 8 consecutive times to this team. You know what Andy Reid's record was, what it is against the AFC West? 18-2 since he got to Kansas City. 18-2, but I take the Chargers in this one. This is the one that sets the tone for the season, a team that a lot of people have a lot of high hopes for. Vanquish that goes to excise those demons, and here come the Chargers.
With the Chargers' strong defense and the Chiefs' apparent lack of one, and that is not based on the preseason. That's something we've been talking about.
They struggled last year,
season. Yeah,
and they got worse.
Right. I think this gets shootouty a little bit, if that's a word.
I see that with that speed. Andy Reid's so clever offensively.
They'll be able to put some points up, but then when it comes down to it, the Chargers are going to be able to put up more points because of the Chiefs defense.
Can I tell you a couple things? I think, first of all, money, I defer to you ultimately, but I like Patrick Mahomes as a fantasy option. If your fantasy league still has him out on the waiver wire, I think you go get him. And I would do it in front of week one because the Chargers do have one of the better defenses. So if he is still available after week one and Mahomes doesn't look great in week, this is a great defense he's going against. That is not, I don't think, reflective of what he's going to do the rest of the way. I think you go get him. I like the offense. Don't like that. I really like the Chargers this year. Money with the injuries they had, though. Now there's some optimism. Hunter Henry might come back at some point this year.
That's what they're thinking. Huge for them. Hunter Henry was poised to kind of like jump into that elite group of tight ends. Mike Williams probably takes some of those red zone targets. Antonio Gates obviously just has been great his whole career on third down. You know, those 5-yard curls where he uses his body to shield the defender. He can still do that, still manage. When Hunter went down late in the season and they had to win out, Gates actually played his best football of the season when he was the primary tight end. But having Virgil Green, you know, to be that blocking tight end for what they want to do, shoring up the middle of that line with Mike Pouncey, who's looked great. I know Henry will push back on that, but man, just, I know it's preseason football, but watching him move from the center position, getting out in space and blocking, which Spencer Pulley could do none of last year, dramatically changes the offense, should make it more balanced. It's set up. Look, they've got it. They've got players in every single position to be excited about. I think when you stack them up against the best in the league, they're right there from just on paper. Now they just got to go out and execute, and that's always been the Chargers' problem, right? You know, it's like, wow, talk about a team that knows how to give games away late. It's the Chargers, and that's what they have to overcome because they certainly have the personnel to make a run deep into the postseason.
Well, and I also think that the Broncos on some level maybe are the scariest team in the West for them all of a sudden. I think that defense should be really good. In Denver, I don't buy Case Keenum carrying over what he did last year into this year, and I don't trust that their offensive line is going to make Case Keenum comfortable. I do think the defense will be all right there. I think the Chargers kind of walk away with this division. I think they win it by 2 games.
Yeah, it's set up. It is definitely set up for them to do that because of the continuity. Phillip Rivers, who was Pro Bowler last year, people may not recognize this, or I shouldn't say recognize, but may not realize this. He's thrown more touchdown passes the last 2 seasons than anybody. He's got 61 touchdown passes the last 2 years.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah, so when you get Mike, basically they have 2 firsts and 2 seconds that are going to be playing this year because they did not get Forrest Lamp or Mike Williams last year. Those guys return.
Right.
And then you get Derwin James, who's unbelievable. I mean, just you watch him through practice and the way the chess piece that he is and what Gus Bradley's doing with him. And then Chenna Nwosu, who's going to be one of the great rush linebackers coming in on passing downs as a specialist. It's really going to help them a lot.
Crazy. Yeah, crazy what the Chargers seem to have going this year. Have fun with Jeremiah out
very much looking forward to that.
And out on the road. Sounding great so far. But that's just preseason. I don't pay attention. Next up, Houston Texans, New England Patriots, the Letterman jacket game. Ooh, be on the lookout. Damashek, Good Morning Football, this Saturday and every Saturday, doing an essay for Colleen Wolf and company.
Okay.
What are you essaying about?
This week it's going to be about O'Brien v. Belichick and Belichick's oddball quirk of the complete lack of a coaching tree. I know I've addressed it before, but it is fascinating. Is Bill O'Brien is the best pupil to emerge on the NFL level from the Belichick world. His career record is 31-33. He's easily the best that Belichick's
and it's not close.
It's crazy.
You be doing it from like a very cool office, like home office with a bunch of football books behind you?
Ooh, I should do that. I should ask for one of those.
Yeah, you should.
Do it here?
Yeah, I'll just do it. Okay. But maybe I could get one of those MVP. See if I can get one of those cool offices with books behind my
head. Definitely,
you got
it.
That looks snappy.
You know what? Might I recommend?
What?
How about a pipe?
A pipe, and you know what else? A globe.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of people
about
like
that?
A globe.
Oh. How about a globe and a pipe?
Photographs with famous people.
Yes.
Ooh, I like it.
Yes.
Autographed. Placed. Autographed headshots.
And a lot of empty booze bottles in the background as well.
Is that a regular?
Yes.
I have seen Rap Sheet. Yeah. Rap Sheet always with that,
perfectly placed.
All right, here we go. Matt Money Smith.
Again?
Texan. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It's Hanson up to you.
Hank.
It's to you.
It's to you. It's really your
Texans, Patriots.
Choose.
I'm going with the Patriots, although I could definitely see it going
the other
way. I
could see
the
Texans, but I'm with you. I take the Patriots as well.
I really wanted to take the Texans, but I'm picking the Patriots too.
What do you guys think? What's the Patriots' final record?
Anywhere.
I have it about 11-5.
Yeah.
I just think that division, it hurts me to say it, but I think the division is so bad that it's hard for them not to collect 9 wins.
Hanson, I've asked everybody this in the last month, and with the exception of you. If Brian Hoyer, eve of the season, Saturday night, Tom Brady's like, you know what? I've been thinking about it.
I'm done.
I'm not into this. You know what? Just look, hand the reins to Brian Hoyer. Who wins the AFC East?
I think the only other team you can consider is the Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
I don't think with the as much as I love Sam Darnold, I just can't imagine a rookie quarterback navigating
a year or two away. From
yeah, I mean they have good players at every level. You got Darren Lee at the linebacker, Jamal Adams safety, obviously Lenny Williams D line. So they have that kind of elite player, and Darren Lee's probably not there yet. But you know, so you have that foundation, but you just can't imagine Sam Darnold navigating with Robbie Anderson as his number one wideout. So yeah, I think it'd have to be the Dolphins, and I think if Brian Hoyer were the quarterback, yeah, I'd take the Dolphins to win the division. No question.
I like the Texans a lot, though, too. All right, let's get to it. Cleveland Stadium. Is that what they call it?
Everbank?
Dog Pound.
I think it's Everbank. I was there 2 years
ago. The Rust Belt. Ohio v. Pennsylvania. 6 Lombardis versus 0 Lombardis. Tyrod Taylor. And one thing I'm over is the whole...
First Energy Stadium.
First Energy. I love that name.
And make this the last time anybody does the whole Tyrod versus Tyrod bit. I'm
over it.
I was over it 3 minutes in.
That was a thing during the preseason.
Done with it.
I hope that is in the rearview mirror. No Le'Veon Bell. We know that much here. Matt Money Smith, or Handsome Hank, I should say. I'm going to go to you here. Pittsburgh Steelers. Cleveland Browns. Choose.
Dave? The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to get one of the wins you're expecting them to get this season.
Really? I don't like you guys picking them, and I had an 11-hour...
Hey, you've been saying all week, you're going to... Oh, I'm going to choose the Browns.
I know. And I believed it. It wasn't just to tease anything. I thought that I was picking the Browns, and then I realized I think that, and yes, I am a Steelers fan. Yes, I'm trying to talk myself into this. Yes, I pride myself on not letting that influence how I pick, but I do buy the narrative that can be created by Tomlin and company in the locker room that this is who we have. Norman Dale talking to the Hickory Huskers. This is our team. Jimmy Chitwood may or may not come around. This is our group. This group is good enough to go deep. This offensive line can make James Conner look good. We have the best collection of pass catchers in the NFL. We have a future Hall of Famer under center. Our defense is not being talked about very much, but the secondary at minimum is going to be much better than anybody thinks about. And if we get any luck on the defensive front and in good health, that is going to be a position of strength as well. Let's go in there. Let's not just boost our spirits, but let's dash these wild hopes and dreams of these Brownies right now like we do each and every year. I'm taking the Steelers 27-24 is what I'm going to go.
Dave, is it partly because with the loss of fingers, you also can't throw the red challenge? is that one of the issues here?
Yeah, doesn't work so
doesn't
well.
Hurt. Doesn't work.
Lastly, let's get to the big game of week one in my book in one of
I
the
love
most compelling,
matchup.
I do too, one of the most fascinating games in the NFL, week one in many moons, I think. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars, last seen kind of getting robbed of a trip to the Super Bowl because Miles Jack
made their own bed.
Miles Jack didn't get a touchdown there.
No.
I also do side with the officials, though, that there was not. What was that guy supposed to do? He had to blow the whistle in that spot. But anyway, that's over and done with. The New York Giants welcoming home Tom Coughlin, Matt Money Smith. Choose.
Taking the Jags.
Handsome?
Me too.
Nobody throws the red
not a single throw.
Flag. This stinks. Somebody throw it. I got the Jags too. Yeah,
that defense is stupid. I mean, it's just stupid what they have on that defense.
Let's throw to Eddie because I reckon if we want to throw a red challenge
there we go.
Flag, I bet we Eddie, could throw one.
Yeah. One, I'm going two, Giants. Three. Oh, you're taking the Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I've never said the Giants are going to be like a 13-3 team. I just think
you think they're a playoff team.
I think they could flirt the playoffs if they. It's between them and the Falcons for the last spot. I think this game's like a 17-13 game. I think Bortles has a couple mistakes. I think the Giants do a good job with Fournette.
I think they
could do just enough to win.
If you wanted to make the case for the Giants here, you need the lack. You need the Giants to shut down Leonard Fournette. And you need Blake Bortles to make some mistakes and the Giants' defense to score you some points.
I mean, you could, because it's the first game of the year, you know, it's not college football when crazy things can kind of happen to start the season. It's a little bit more settled than that. But you could make a case that Pat Shurmur is considered one of the brighter offensive minds. You know, his head coaching stint was kind of plagued. I think they talked about maybe like an unruly locker room or his inability to control personalities. But
yep.
No stretch was it coaching acumen that prevented him from being successful. And you look at the list of quarterbacks that, you know, he's tutored and taken to incredible heights. It's impressive. So you could make that case of there's enough talent there. They solidify the left tackle spot with Solder, and then they draft Hernandez. So now maybe Eli has a clean pocket. They have a running game you have to honor. Odell Beckham Jr. is healthy. Evan.
Right.
I mean, you can talk yourself into it. You definitely can talk yourself into offensively them being able to score enough points to at least maybe overcome, I should say, able to score enough points against that really good defense. And like you said, you stop Leonard Fournette and you force Blake Bortles to try to beat you with that collection of pass catchers. And yeah, you could. I think you could talk yourself into that.
But overall, I know I've said this ad nauseum, and Emma VP and Spaghetti are sick of hearing me say it, but if you just tune in for the football season of DDFP, then I will say what I have been saying for some. That schedule, the first 7 or 8 weeks, it's not like a little run. It's half the season.
The Giants
have a miserable start, and it doesn't get worse than this. And as I also always point out, yes, home field advantage matters, but in those northeastern stadiums where people are taking it uber, uber seriously, that home field advantage can turn disadvantageous if the foe in there smothers your hometown. If you're Odell's back and we got Saquon and they go into halftime with 3 points on the board, that is not, the crowd is not, get them in the second half, guys! That the home crowd will turn against them. Again, Eli stinks. We should have let him go. That will be the buzz
before
the final gun. Yeah. I'm going to
Although I guess we don't, and I say we, I don't mean me, but I think for the most part, we're not crazy about brash, outspoken personalities in sports, calling quarterbacks trash and this guy stinks and overrated. It would be poetic justice, right, for Odell to just torch Jalen Ramsey for 2 touchdowns,
well,
right? I mean, and that's what the people want.
That's
I mean,
why
that,
it's
that's
fascinating.
Certainly what the people want.
That's why it's fascinating however this game breaks, because if the mightiest defense of 2017 is made mortal by Eli and company, then how do you react if you're from Duval County or if you're an AFC South fan and thinking, well, maybe we can get past this defense this year. Maybe it's not going to be as good. That game is really fascinating. I can't wait to watch that one. All right, let's round it up here with the seedings of the AFC here. I'm going to go through them real quick here. Your two wild cards, starting out with a little bit of a hot take here, according to most. The Jacksonville Jaguars get in at 10-6. They're just a wild card, you understand. Your other wild card, the Cincinnati Bengals at 10-6. I really did flirt with taking them to win the AFC North. Do you guys have anything you want to push on, or your wild cards want to throw
I do out? Have my wild cards.
I've got my wild cards. Are we allowed to say
Go ahead, Henry.
I'd like to hear them.
My wild cards are the Houston Texans, probably around 10-6,
okay.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I knew I should have gone first.
What do you have?
Same.
Same thing?
Yes, exactly the same. I got the Steelers and Texans as your wild card.
I have.
I flirted. I flirted with the Chiefs and then just decided that defense is not, just because I think the Raiders and Broncos are a little bit of a step back.
I think they're all going to cancel each other.
Yeah. So I, but yeah, I end up going Steelers and Steelers and Texans.
I, by the way, have these teams packed pretty close together. The Chargers I have as your West champ at 11-5.
Me too.
One better than money sees them at. I see the New England Patriots taking the East 11-5.
I'm with you there.
Almost went 10-4 there. 10-6 there. I do have the Houston Texans because of tie-breaking rules. I have them also at 10-6, sneaking past the Jags to take the South.
I just take the Jags there instead. But we both have this. Right. We all have the same two teams. Yep. Just take the Jags to win the division.
I think the Texans, if that, you know, I think is a fun narrative. If J.J. Watt can come back anything close, I think that most people are predicting he's seen his best days. But if he's anything close with Clowney out there and Merciless back, I do think that that defense can remind people who used to be the bully of the AFC South. And not to mention Deshaun Watson and what they have going on offense. Although the offensive line, that's the big question mark there. Anyway.
Not a big Lamar Miller believer either.
Oh, he's on the Cool Cats.
Is he?
So I'd like you to embrace him a little bit.
Now, before you do your AFC North,
you
have the Steelers. I had the Steelers as wild card.
Yep.
Who do you have winning the division?
I have the Cincinnati Bengals. I've been saying it for a couple of months now.
And I've got the Baltimore Ravens.
There you go. So we don't agree completely. If only we had some red challenge flag.
Darn right.
We
to throw at your head.
Each other.
All right, Dave. Here's the moment everybody's been waiting for.
6 long years I've sat, I think literally, in this very seat.
Yes.
And told you. In early September, I wait till the last possible minute before the season kicks off, and now we see why. With Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell,
we
didn't see this coming.
Right.
Now it's here.
That's smart. That's why you do it. That's why you do what you do.
Oh, and people in June, well, what do you have this deal? Well, come on. You know, mid-September. That's way too soon. Relax, everybody. This thing has got to be baked until it's finished and ready to be consumed.
And what happens when you get it right, Dave? What do we do for you?
Nothing. Oh, you threw me a parade.
We did. A lot of confetti.
A damn parade.
I think I still have some confetti in one of my ears, by the way. It's very sharp. Abrasive. Thanks for that, Henry.
I can probably find you.
Yeah, oh, you can.
Probably scrape quite
the
a lot
answer
of
is you can.
I can see some from
not
here.
Probably.
Almost
yes,
literally.
You can.
Yeah, I think you might be. All right. This year, I've considered it. I've gone back and forth. I could see how the wheels could fall off. I also can see how the Steelers could use this as a motivating factor that carries them all the way through the first half of the season, at least until 26 comes back, or maybe not. It's hard to calculate with this murky crystal ball, but the 2018 Pittsburgh Steelers, as I try to go 7 years in a row with correctly predicting their final record, the Pittsburgh Steelers of 2018 will go 11-5.
Oof.
Where's the fanfare?
I don't know. Where's the
no,
what do you guys got?
Applause.
Do you lose your fingers as well back there?
Okay, there we go.
I did it!
You got kind of a hang loose thing going there.
Yeah. I almost went 12-4. I Oof. Really, yeah. I almost
so
went
you're, when are you predicting Lev Bell returning? Because that's surely essential to how
I've talked. I have talked with two people.
Tell us who they are.
Who know Le'Veon Bell, who would know what the scoop is there. Those people have varying numbers. One says week 8, another says week 10.
Whew. So even with him missing, either, let's say 9 weeks, you still think 11-5 is the way?
I mean, listen.
What was it?
If you say to seven, here's what you need to do, man. You have to carry this team with that collection of pass catchers. I think seven can say, all right, I'll rise to the occasion and do just that. By the way, James Conner is not he's not Eric Dickerson, but he's also not me either. He's somewhere in between.
He's probably somewhere between those.
And with all due respect to number 29 in the goggles and Jerry Curl, I think James Conner is a little closer to Eric Dickerson than he is to Dave Damashek.
It's very, very big of you.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm a little bit lighter now. I can be lighter now because
down 2 fingers.
How much fingers weigh. But anyway, all right, football's here, everybody.
Beautiful.
And that's wonderful news because we get to hang out with Handsome Hank and Matt Money.
We're going to do this often then.
Make sure. I'd like to.
What do you think?
Why don't we try to do this, like, say, once every week?
Okay. I can make that happen.
Get together.
Thursday.
This time?
Yeah. Eddie Spaghetti, works. MVP. The
underwhelming.
Whole game. all season long.
This podcast was underwhelming.
I have no fingers, but make sure Matt Money Smith have a great time out there with the LA Chargers.
Appreciate
on the road. Fantasy Live, Petros and Money on AM 570. What else? Oh, Free Money with Cynthia Freeland.
Right.
Make sure you're checking out Cindy and Money on Game Theory and Money and Handsome Hank. And you know what? It's been a thin slice of heaven. Hitting the pole.